Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now we are very excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Mr. Daryl Green, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Daryl, how are you, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Everything is excellent. Everything is excellent. I'm coming through fine for you guys.
Yeah, we got you, big
Sounds
bro.
Great, man.
Excellent, excellent. Great.
Daryl, the Burgundy and Gold has not played this late into the season since you were playing. As somebody that has obviously re-embraced the team and been re-embraced by new ownership, how exciting is this for you to see this team make this kind of playoff run?
Yeah, this is like, I think we all feel like we're dreaming and, yeah. and we don't want to wake up, but But at the end of the day, I was just thinking about the team today and that, you know what, I don't think it is like a dream. I think it's been very well, thoughtfully, awakeningly executed. They picked right. Even I humbly say, even when they honored me, I think it endeared them to the city, and I say that humbly. It endeared them back to the city because, of course, I am the city. I love the city. My wife's from here. I think that the moves were very serious. They were very focused. They were true. The people, the coach, all the people, they made decisions that made, like, we're trying to do this. We're not just trying to luck into it. It's not a dream. When you really think about it, man, these guys, they really did. They were doing what they were doing. And the right people. I was just looking at something earlier that, and y'all can answer this for me. This kid, St. Jude, he lost St. Juice or however you say his name. He's not starting anymore, is he?
No. So Mikey.
Well, especially with Lattimore healthy now.
But, dude, when I saw that, I thought, that's a conscious team when you move people at different times. You know, people may be hurt or people mad, but, no, we're trying to win. And we'll move anybody and do anything we need to do within the context to try to win. And that sounds simple, but when I saw that, I thought, man, these guys are doing everything to try to win football games. They're not trying to be cute, trying to appease anybody, you know, worrying about the media. They are trying to win. And I just, man, it is exciting. It really is. And, you know, and I'll just shut up here. But for me, I'm just happy for all of us Washingtonian, Washington Metropolitan, DMV fans, you know, because we're human. You know, and we've always loved this city. We've always loved this team. And it's been painful.
Look, I'd say the same thing. Like, I've said it, you need a delicate mix of, like, you know, veteran guys in the middle of their prime, guys starting off young. And I look at this football team, guys like Bobby Wagner basically was Monty in my my book when I got here.
That's
you know,
it.
You look at the
that's
other guys like a Frankie Louvu, that's you. You know, then you look at the younger dudes, Andre Collins and myself. You know, you got to have that mix. That's Jaden Daniels and Mikey Sarensdale. When you get that mix and you got guys that are working for one cause, like you just stated, winning football games, good things happen for you.
Man, that's ain't nobody playing no games and tripping. These guys are just trying to win football games. They ain't up their butts and all that stuff. And really, when you think about it, it's being out so long myself, I've given me honors over the years and Hall of Fames and stuff, but, man, we were just a bunch of guys. We're not famous. You know, all across the country, all these famous players that played on their teams, but the Joe Gibbs era went to 4 Super Bowls, and, man, it's not this famous superstar-laden 3 different quarterbacks. It was just a bunch of guys that played hard and were trying to win, loved our team, loved our each other, loved our city, and they have tapped into that somehow. I'm not taking credit for them, but we don't want to take their credit, but they've tapped into the historic way of old Washington Redskins football, in my humble opinion.
I think that comes from the owners. Let's be real. I've talked to Mitchell Rails a lot. I've talked to Josh Harris, Mark Iron. They were fans of the football, of the team Ben. They watched the things that happened. Then they get a guy like Magic Johnson, who is a winner. You know what I mean?
Nothing but a winner.
And then they bring in Adam Peters and Dan, who they give that message to, and those guys attach themselves at the hip and say, let's go get guys that work like that. They brought 35 new players on this football team. And they've come together. Everything. They are closer after a year, not even a full year, than they were over the last 4 years. That says a lot.
Man, I tell you have to – you have to pull for them. And I know, listen, there's a lot of people were hurt over the last 20 years for different reasons. They're like, man, they're never coming back. And I said it from day one when they started pulling me back in. I said, guys, y'all, come on back, y'all. Come on back, please. Please, y'all, come on back, y'all. And now I would imagine a lot of people are probably changing their heart a little bit. But I respect those people because they were spit on and stepped on with some of them that the stories, man, my grandfather, last time I saw him, we was watching Redskin game, man. Man, my daddy, man, we used to go back. B. Mitch, I'd heard every story. I didn't create it. I came into it. Grandmamas, grandfathers, sons, daughters, we didn't create it. We just came to it. But I respect that, man. And some of them were so hurt. They left, and they said, I'll never come back. And I hope, I really do, for their sake, that they'll come back. And for all of our sake, that they'll come back and that we can get this thing back, man, because we impact this city. We, you know, things are better when we're doing great. Morale, people are happier. People can treat people better, be more kinder, speak to one another, you know, have a better conversation at the water faucet, you know, at the grocery store. That's just what it was and is, and it's coming back to be. And it's important to me. It's important. It's important. I think that, you know, when we talk about humans, people, and particularly with how blown up on fire we are in America and particularly in the D.C. area, political and all that stuff, man, we need to smile again. We need to laugh again. We need to have a sandwich together again, have a Coke together. We need to have fun again, get it out here in these schools. And, man, we got to get back to where human beings are not robots and not some kind of a weirdos and that people can laugh and smile again. And that team was the thing that brought that to us. And I want it back. That's what I'm jealous for.
I totally agree. My father was a bartender, and I remember being there as a kid, and you'd have plumbers and lawyers and lobbyists and the guy that drives the metro all sitting together just talking about
laughing
the Skins. And like money, race, religion, there was no divide because everybody just talked about the burgundy and gold. Yeah. We're speaking with Daryl Green here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, Daryl Green, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl winner. I just looked this up. 6 career pick sixes. Pretty damn incredible, Daryl.
Oh, he got out in front of my kicking.
Well, I couldn't kick that well, so I could have had more. My wife told me that. B-Miss, my wife told me after the game one day, she said, man, you can't catch. And ever since, I told her, I said, you the reason I can't catch. If you didn't tell me that, I might have got better. But, yeah, I couldn't. If I six out of 20 years, man, that ain't too many. I should have caught more. If I had Deion's hands and Champ Bailey's hands and who was that, Woodson, and them boys could catch, uh-huh. man. D. Green could not catch. I couldn't catch, man. I couldn't. But I knocked it down, though. I knocked it down.
Did you play receiver also, like in high school?
Man, I started football on JV in 11th grade, and I was going both ways. And I told that backup receiver, hey, man, go in. You go in. I didn't want to. Here's what I knew. I don't know if y'all remember this. It was Charlie Brown, Peanuts, and all, you know, they used to call it Charlie Brown
sure.
Show. And you know, the guy would be, you know, playing baseball, and he could never catch. But I knew that I would get wide open. I know I'm going to get wide open. I'm going to outrun this guy, and the ball is going to be coming. And I'm not going to catch it. And so I was always nervous about that. But at DB, you know, I could, you know, I knocked the ball down. I made some crazy catches, but I just never. And the other thing, too, for all you young athletes out there playing sports, I never, ever worked on catching. Now, that sounds crazy, but when I thought about it, I never worked on catching. I never had went through drills where I'm going to just work on, you know, they did them at camp. I'm talking about where I, in the off season, I was running, trying to run fast, move my feet. I did all the things.
Yeah, I tried
to
work out with you one time. I never came back.
But you should have asked me, hey, D, let's go catch some balls. You could catch. You should have said, D, hey, man, let's stop running. Put our clocks down. Let's work on catching. But, yeah,
hey, all of us wanted to be fast like you, D. Believe me, we thought that was most important.
Yeah, I should have wanted to catch better, but I didn't. But no, I couldn't catch. But anyway, I didn't cut you off. You said six touchdowns. It was great. And I had a lot of other punt return touchdowns that got called back though too. So, but I had a lot of three touchdowns. But yeah,
and some big ones in big moments, certainly. Daryl, I'm curious if you agree with this, man. I have made the argument over the last. Especially the last month, 6 weeks, getting to the NFC title game, you know, going deep in the playoffs changes a lot for a lot of people. Like, my two daughters are super invested all of a sudden. That never happened prior. When I was a kid, there was a deep love affair between this city and this area and this football team. And largely mm-hmm. through the actions of ownership over a 25-year period, that love affair started to dry up. It really did. It has been impacted. I think this city... This team, and specifically Jaden Daniels, has how much they love the burgundy and gold.
Yeah, I think, man, you know, the people have to feel like they are important. They have to feel like your decision making, your what you say, your comments, your you know, your you know, who you bring in, who you cut. They have to feel like you have them in mind. You actually have us as fans in mind when you make these decisions about what you're doing. Even though you really are a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's a business. Like, we get that, but that's the magic of it. That can you make these? They making billions. Or they'll make billions. But they really, and it's a big billion-dollar company, but it's really for the people. And that's that unique combination of strategic movements that some people just didn't have the ability to do, in my humble opinion. But these guys, as you just said, Josh and Mitch, Magic, Mark, all these guys, Blitzer, they seem like to me they got something figured out around that because, man, you know, football, man, you a gazillionaire when you're on a football team. You're a gazillionaire. These guys, it's like, man, you think about the guy down in Dallas. The man is probably to make a gazillion dollars on these guys playing football. But there's something about, even when Dallas has been bad, they still love them. because the decisions made and the conversations had and the people that are around there keep them people feeling like we're in it. We love you. Y'all are part of it. It's your team. And that's a strategic. You got to be strategic in, when you're doing that kind of stuff. And so, you know, yeah. And the players, of course, have a lot to do with that. And Jaden Daniels is just an extraordinary young man, just totally extraordinary. I'm not just talking about throwing the football or running. I'm talking about as a human.
Yeah.
And then, as you said before, man, Bobby Wagner, Bobby Wagner is a high-class individual, highly, you know, just as a man, highly respected. You know, this young boy, Mike,
Samuel,
you know, and he's my mentee, and I can't even say his last name. But, you know, he's a high-level guy. Frankie, all these guys, they just – and I'm talking defense myself because I don't really talk offense as much. But these guys are just good, solid guys. Terry McCollum, he just – I mean, McLaurin, he's just – I mean, I called his name at the draft a few years ago. But, you know, just got good, solid young people. Yeah. And, man, we should be happy right now. Now, we should be happy because we should be happy. But they should have a stick up their behind to try to get this game won next week. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think also, like – go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I would say, like, the thing I noticed about them, after they went to on that road trip when they left Cincinnati and they went straight to Arizona, it made them have to deal with each other. Like, you know, we went away for training camp. You know, if I had a question, I'd come talk to you. I'd talk to Monty. I didn't, you know, you all wouldn't go on home because when you're close to home, you're going to the conference. You're not going to a dorm room or a hotel room when you can go to your crib. You know what I mean? And I think that road trip made this team closer. That's why a lot of this success is happening today.
You know, that I totally agree with that. You know, I'm going to tell y'all a story that happened with me. In the early games, you have to go back and look at the schedule, but they had really was doing really well. And people were asking me about the team, and everybody was all excited. It was early on. I can't remember how many games had been played, but I knew that we had three games that were coming up, and they were Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Dallas. And I told everybody, I'm loving what's going on, but I said, call me after Pittsburgh, Philly, and Dallas. That was a succession of games. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh first, Philly, Dallas. We lost all three. And I said, it just shows you, you know, where we are. But here's what I just realized the other day about what I missed in the equation. Even though I was right, they're not what we think they were at that time, losing to Pittsburgh is real football. That's grown man football. The bus used to run over my behind. That was real football. Philadelphia is your NFC East champion, you know, must have been high-class play team in the multiple, over the last, few years. So you got to beat Philly. And then the Dallas Cowboys, that's your rival. And so that's why I said that. But what I missed, what I'm so excited about is, one part that I missed was that doing these steps down these roads, even with those losses, we were actually going to be getting better. I didn't add that to the equation. Mm-hmm. I was just saying today, but I didn't realize that. But we're still going to be growing from that, gaining insight from that, getting better from that, maturing from that, and that's what has happened. I was right. If you want to judge them today at that, today, no, they're not ready for prime time. But prime time wasn't prime time yet. Now it's prime time. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They got those experiences under their belts. So I was right, but I was wrong that they were getting better. And, man, it's exciting. It's exciting. But do you understand what I'm saying? When people were asking me about that, I was like, dude, call me after those three games. And bam, man, I got my head down. Man, those three games gave them experiences that they couldn't buy. And now they can take those experiences into these playoff games and make it happen. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the experience of all those games. We lost to Tampa Bay day one. We lost to Tampa day one, but day 16, 13, whatever, we beat them.
Yep.
And so that was pretty neat. So that's kind of been my story this year. And I'm just so proud of them, man, and appreciate them, thank them for, you know, helping to bring back to our city something so valuable and important. And I don't think, unfortunately, and I'm not mad at them, I don't think half of them really even know. I don't think they really even know. I don't think they truly know. But I think they're learning and they're going to get it. And it's happening. And it's happening. So, you know, as I said before, you can judge them at one day, but you got to keep in mind that they're gaining wisdom from every day.
There you go.
So it's so exciting. So exciting.
Daryl, last thing for me, what do you think their chances are to win in Philly, go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. Well, I tell you right now, as I said before, Philly, you have to beat the champion. So that's, you know, Philly, you have to beat the champion. I mean, you got to beat Philly. You got to beat Kansas City. You know, these when teams, they won the East, Kansas City won the whole Super Bowl, hey, you got to beat them. You got to come and beat me. So I respect that. I respect Philly. I have great respect for Philadelphia. They got, they've done it for a long time now. So I got high regard for them. But, boy, I tell you, this young man in the leadership on the offense and the leadership on the defense, the special team, this team is not a team that you want to play around with right now. And so I'm going to say that in my humble opinion, it is no way that you could say we don't belong or we don't have a shot. We got an extraordinary shot at winning this game. And I'm not only just pulling for them, but I believe without a doubt we can win this game. I believe it.
I love it.
Appreciate you, bro.
Daryl, thank you for the time, man.
All the time, man. All the time.
You got some gumbo. I'll bring you some over.
For sure.
seriously, Daryl, thank you so much, man. Maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll all be talking in New Orleans in a couple weeks.
Come on now. Come on. I'm going.
Got to speak it into existence, D. That's what
I
believe, man.
If we get this done, I will be there. So y'all check us out. We're going to be there. But let's get this first one done now. One done. All right.
Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate the time, man. The legend, Daryl Green. You can follow him at DarylGreen28 on Twitter, Instagram. He's a great Instagram follow. Seven-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Fame All-1990s team, in the Hall of Fame in 2008, two-time Super Bowl champion.
Right with the win.
And, dude, if I had to guess for Daryl, the 96 Walter Payton Man of the Year might be his most important accomplishment. Knowing.
Because it's not about him as a total person.
The type of guy he is. That was simply tremendous.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Finley 1067 the fam. If you missed any of our Daryl Green interview, get on that Odyssey app and hit rewind. He was fantastic. For Daryl to talk about how he can't catch was just hysterical, man.
Like, I had known I could have helped him, man. Damn. That one time I went work out with him, Jay, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, your legs were cooked, right?
Bro, the dude, so you've ever been to George Mason?
The soccer field.
The soccer field, they go one up. You got like 1, 2, 3 soccer fields. Run across one, go up the hill. Run across another, go up the hill.
Right.
Run across, and then you finish up. Did that like 3 or 4 times before you run the 10 300s.
10 300s?
That's before you work out.
Wow.
I finished the 300s. I was like, what else we doing? I was like, I'll see y'all later.
Are you sprinting a 300?
You go on stride. You're running for time, so it's not your fastest, but you're running for time. And then he does all this quick feet stuff and all that. I'm like, my game is power, though. I'm going to go lift some weights. But I did do some stuff with him. I remember he told me, say, dude, you don't, once you get off, you take about a week or so, and then you get right back on it. So you don't lose too much weight. I mean, you don't gain too much weight. Because I remember the first year I came to this thing, I was 204 pounds. Came back, I was about 225, 230.
Yeah.
Then the rest of the time, I would come back 2-3 pounds, fluctuate. Sometimes I was under my weight. Because I had been working out the whole time based off of what he and Art Mark told me.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I mean, what – it's cool to think of, you know, when you talk about being a young player and you had Daryl and you had Art and you had Ernest Biner, Monty Coleman. Like, when you think about this team, this draft class, right, and they come in and you've got Ertz and you've got Eckler and you've got Wagner. Yeah, man. Like, there's some real veterans that know what it is required, even on that line. Allegretti, Wiley, Lucas, like those guys have been around, man.
Yeah.
Biotish, for sure.
But it's like, but you have to have those veteran guys, but it's also important to have guys like Samuel Steele, Daniels, you know what I mean? Coleman. Guys who are workers, who have that level of respect, because you know what those other young guys do? They begin to try to emulate exactly what those guys are doing. If you got everybody doing the same thing, your team's going to be damn good.
Sure.
So, you know, you got to, like, everybody always, like, try to get the young. They want to get young. They want to get old. I want to have a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything sprinkled around.
Sure.
Kind of like gumbo. Got a little something, everything in there, man.
Yo, I agree, man. I think The Packers made the philosophy famous of having like a finite amount of over 30-year-old players on their roster. And I think eventually it came to bite them. Because if you are so locked into numbers, you got to be able to take in the whole picture.
Yeah.
It's similar to analytics versus like understanding kind of the entirety of it.
If I have a guy 31 years old, still producing at a very high level, and I know I could trust in him, you think I'm going to let that guy go for a young dude who comes along who may be a little faster, but he's not more consistent? I don't know if he's going to show up or not. You know what I'm saying? I can't completely trust him. Why would I get rid of that for the other guy? I'll try to keep both on my team because the older guy may be able to help this young dude become what he is.
Dude, you know how the Commanders win over the Bears kind of just broke the Bears season? I mean, the Bears completely imploded after the Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. I think Washington beating Detroit might kind of break Detroit in the playoffs.
Detroit lost to the offense coordinator.
They lost their offense coordinator.
Probably going to lose the defense
coordinator. Looks like they're going to lose their defense coordinator.
They're going to lose some of those coaches, probably.
Their D-line coach, Terrell Williams, this is just reported. Terrell Williams is going to leave Detroit to go be the Patriots defensive coordinator. You got to figure Ben Johnson and Glenn will take people.
Yeah. Now you're going to see the relationships of Dan Campbell, which I expect him to have, how he's going to be able to bring people in that can fill those positions and be as close or better. Because you don't want nobody going to be way below. You want somebody to be damn near what they were or possibly better. Will he be able to get other people like that?
Just to tie the loop on that Hail Mary. If you remember that game, the Commanders and the Bears were 4-2 going into that. Washington wins on the Hail Mary. You know how many straight losses Chicago had after that game?
7 or 8.
10.
Damn, 10?
Yo, they were 4-2 going into that week, and then they were 4-12 going into week 18 against Green Bay before Damn. They won again.
Damn. You talk about that shut them down.
I saw this on Twitter, so I want to perhaps – I don't know that I'm shutting something down, but I'm going to give my opinion anyway. Both Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell are able to go through. The Eagles are holding a walkthrough today. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, they're doing a walkthrough because those guys can't go. No, I'm guessing they're doing a walkthrough because it's January 22nd. Mm-hmm. And they've already played this team twice. Like, I think enough people are familiar – with enough of the factors here that they would be doing a walkthrough regardless.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they do. And it's Wednesday anyway, people.
Like, we'll learn a lot more when the injury report comes out. I'd expect that out a little later this afternoon. But I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if Hurts doesn't play.
I'm with you on that. I think he's going to go. I think even if the knee is banged up, he's going to go. Because they got some magnificent medicine that works around injuries and all that type of thing.
Agreed.
And he's a tough dude. He's strong as hell. He's going to try it.
He may be limited, and if he is limited, that's a big advantage for Washington. Mm-hmm. But I think he's going to play.
Do you guys remember when Chris Russell thought this was a Thriller?
So beat it.
Just beat it.
Be Mr. Finley and Michael Jackson getting down on a
it doesn't matter
competition Wednesday. You can feel the juice building out here. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. This is the big leagues now. This is real news. We got news breaking in New York. Aaron Glenn, new Jets head coach.
There you go.
I don't know if it's going to work or not. The Jets seem kind of dysfunctional. But I do think it's cool that he was a first-round pick by the Jets in 94. I believe he played in an all-pro level for them. He was good, man. Like, I remember him playing, which makes me feel old. He also, like, broke in as a scout for them. And I'm just glad he gets a chance there. we'll see if – I don't know that anything about Newmark is official yet, right?
I think I heard something. I don't know.
I've heard stuff, but I don't know officially. But that Lions brain drain is happening, man.
It happens, dog.
I had a buddy reach out. It's interesting and gets harder to kind of deny it. Like, Aaron Glenn got the job this week. Ben Johnson already got the job yesterday. To me, it's harder and harder to think those dudes weren't at least a little distracted last week. Can you really compartmentalize that?
Yeah, I think you can compartmentalize. I don't think. Because, like, listen, just as much as they might have gone on the interview, believe me, Cliff and Witt, they had to think about the stuff that was possibly coming at them, too. So I think when you do that, you don't give Washington the credit. Washington just whipped their ass.
Yeah.
You know, Washington went up there.
And once the turnovers start piling up.
And they went up there and they played exceptional football. And as that game goes along, the pressure is now on Detroit. You know, and that's what happened. So, you know, hey, man. We've seen people go on those things, come back and still win and keep moving. It happens.
Totally. You think it's the same in Philly? If Washington keeps it close and scores, does that put the pressure on the Eagles?
Them too.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they got well they played.
I feel like it's a different game with the Skins and the Eagles just because they've already played twice. They know each other. Like, a division game is so much different.
I think it's even more because you know them.
Right.
You know each team. And, look, the favorite, the pressure is always on the favorite. Ike stated it earlier. You know, the pressure's on them. But I think this team looks at it as, we can win this game, Washington I'm talking about. And as that game goes along, you know, when you're the favorite in your building, I can recall very distinctly sitting there, we had, all you heard all week was, Tampa don't win under 30 degrees. It was under 30 degrees. And as that game went on, we weren't winning. And we started trying to do stuff that we didn't ordinarily do. Tampa kept doing what they always did. They won that damn game.
I remember that. I remember that in the pregame, they showed one of the fans had like a thermometer clock, like a thermometer necklace.
Looking like
to show
that flame.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. I'll tell you what Darryl Green said about this weekend. He said, I have great respect for Philly. They've done it a long time. But I tell you, this Washington team is not a team you want to play around with right now.
There you go.
There's no way you can say we don't have a shot. We got an extraordinary shot. If you missed any of our interview with Darryl Green, get on that Odyssey app. Hit
Check
rewind.
It out.
It was right at 1 o'clock. Right now, time to make some bets. Let's go. Heard it here first.
Heard it here first. Holla. Gather around.
All right, Brian, what say you?
Everybody won except me. I'm starting to sense a theme here.
Everybody won except you. JP took the Wizards.
That was two nights ago. Last night I took Texas basketball.
Me and Landfill took the Lakers.
That was two nights ago. Or was Wiz Lakers? I didn't actually take the Wizards.
Not last night. We played the Lakers last. The Lakers played last night. Landfill, right?
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. What do we like tonight, boys?
All righty.
I'm taking the Jazz plus 16.5.
Damn, who are they playing?
Oklahoma City.
Damn.
You know what's crazy?
The Caps won last night, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game. I watched the end. Second screen, but I watched it. Landfill, what'd you say the Jazz line was?
16.5.
The Utah Utes are playing the Houston Cougars, and they are 17.5 point underdogs.
Damn.
You won't do the Utah two-step, Landfill, and parlay the Jazz and the Utes?
No.
How about you do it?
I don't know that I should do that, Brian. All right, wait, Brian, what do you like? Give us a loser.
Drake minus 14.
Drake's taking a lot of L's this year, man.
So you're going against the Thunder?
That is correct, B-Mitch.
Well, you know, Landfill, sometimes you got to go against your friends. I'm going to take that 16.5. Give me the Thunder. I'm going to give it to you.
I am going to 5 points. I am going to Columbia, South Carolina, where the Gamecocks are getting 11.5 at home with the Florida Gators coming to town. I would love this even more if White Brian had taken Florida. He didn't, but give me Cocky, baby. Give me the Cox. Put that in the stream. No pause. I got South.
All pause.
I got South Carolina plus 11.5 at home tonight with the Gators. We got any local sports tonight? Terps on, Hoyas on, anything? I assume the Wiz and the Caps are off if both played last night. Yeah, the Caps are definitely off.
George Washington has a game.
Who's GW playing?
UMass.
UMass in UMass. I think that's Amherst. Yo, the good battle of Virginia tonight. Two colleges I think B. Mitch has paid tuition to. JMU playing Old Dominion, B.
I ain't paying no money to Old Dominion.
Oh, so you'd be a
VCU.
You didn't pay any money to JMU.
I said I didn't pay no money to JMU.
You said ODU. All right.
JMU.
We need the ODU-VCU game. We might have to pay attention to that. Scott Jackson. Scott Jackson versus A.J. Ataihi.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today.
I'll go with Eddie Murphy on that one.
They're both Eddie Murphy. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to Ike Reese for joining us. And sincere thanks to Daryl Green for joining us. Awesome day. We'll try to get some phones in tomorrow. We also have a loaded show. Ross Tucker, Matthew Berry from NBC Sports. Going to be dope. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I have a beer.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.